Gavin Newsom on LA Rail Theft, We Look Like a Third World Country. By Joel B. Polak on January 21, 2022. Los Angeles, California, Governor Gavin Newsom professed shock and outrage as he visited the site of mass looting of cargo trains in LA on Thursday, helping clean up debris and touting his recent plan to help law enforcement fight theft. "I'm asking myself, what the hell is going on? We look like a third world country," Newsom said, before apologizing for using the word gangs to describe the attacks on the trains, stressing that he did not mean the word in a pejorative way. "This is not one-off. This is organized theft. These are organized gangs of people," Newsom says, then apologizes for saying gangs, says wasn't pejorative. Jeremy B. White, at Jeremy White, January 20, 2022. As Breitbart News has reported, images and videos of torn boxes and packages were shared widely on social media last week as the country learned of the looting of cargo trains as the Union Pacific line slowed near LA, providing a target to thieves in the absence of law enforcement. Newsom joined workers in trying to clean up the mess, the latest in a series of media events where he has worked to clean graffiti and debris. The Union Pacific Rail line wrote to left-wing, George Soros-backed LA District Attorney George Gascon, whom Newsom endorsed, demanding better law enforcement and threatening to route trains elsewhere. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg has done little about the theft, while claiming credit for having saved Christmas. In a statement, Newsom touted his Real Public Safety Plan, which proposes $255 million in grants to law enforcement agencies. It does not reverse the cuts to law enforcement undertaken by many Democrat-run cities, including LA, where Mayor Eric Garcetti cut police funding by up to $150 million in response to the Black Lives Matter riots in the summer of 2020. Newsom also promoted his programs aimed at cleaning up the state and assisting local litter abatement efforts. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.